Livewire with Jason Moyle.
Leanne Rimes is an international multi-platinum award-winning songwriter who has sold more than 48 million units worldwide. And Leanne is our guest on the show today. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Now, we're going, obviously going to be talking about your brand new material as well, but it's 25 years since you started, and it's quite a journey you've been on.
Yeah, I guess that would be the way to describe it. It has been a journey. It was just 26 years in July, and all before I turned 40 in August. So all before I was 40, which is kind of a mind warp in a way, you know, to celebrate that kind of milestone before your 40th birthday. But it is, it's been quite the journey for sure. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way that things have turned out. It's been a wild ride, but I feel like I'm in a really great place right now.
Because as you mentioned, when you were 14, you had that big hit, How Do I Live? And you also became the youngest winner of a Grammy as well.
Yeah, it is kind of wild.
With all your success, of course, obviously you went on to have a number one in 11 countries with Can't Fight the Moonlight. But let's move forward to this current album as well, because you've got a brand new album, which is celebrating your 25th anniversary, and your brand new single, which is Spaceship as well. So tell us a little bit about your new album.
Yeah, the new album is called God's Work, and we look at the dark and the light of the human experience. It's kind of a roller coaster ride of emotion on this record. And, you know, I have so many fantastic collaborators on this album, from Ziggy Marley to Ben Harper, Sheila E. So just so many and fantastic people. So it feels like a great community came together to create this album. And the album kicks off with the song Spaceship. And, you know, it's been so incredible to have this out in the world, especially with songs like Spaceship, you know, to have the stories that come back at me of people sharing their own stories of loss or their own stories of, you know, battling depression or whatever, just the struggles we go through in this life, to feel like they've, you know, now have a soundtrack for that experience it's so cool to be able to connect with people that way. You know, I've been making music for, like I said, you know, basically my whole life. And I just feel like with an album like this, there's such a different connection that I'm experiencing with other human beings. And it's so much more than, you know, just an artist putting out a record. It feels like we're connecting on a completely different level. So, you know, we all went through so much during COVID, and those 2 years of being in lockdown, this album was really informed by, I think, the experience that we all had as a collective. So I wanted to give voice to all the emotions we may have been experiencing at that time. So nothing is left out on this album for sure.
Did you go out looking for collaborators? Did you have any people in mind and thought, well, actually, I want to collaborate with these people? Or did you just say, I'm doing this album about, obviously, people's experiences. Would you like to join me, type thing?
Yeah, no, as we started writing songs, whatever the song kind of presented is where we started to kind of almost cast, as we were casting a film. And the first person I asked to come play on the record was Stefan Lessard, who plays bass for Dave Matthews. I just love his playing. And I knew we were going to be exploring a lot of different world grooves on this album, and I thought his sound would be so perfect for it. So once he said yes, and we started continuing to write all this material, I was like, well, if he'll say yes, then who else will say yes? So as we started going along, we wrote a song called The Only, which is got this very cool reggae vibe to it. And I'm like, well, maybe we can ask Ziggy and see if he'll come on. So Ziggy did, and Ben played on that. Ben Harper sang on that. Lettucey's on that. Like there's just so many cool artists, a very eclectic group of people, which I think speaks to just who I am as an artist and how wide I like to cast my net, I guess, as far as like, I'm unafraid, you know, to kind of dabble in anything. So it is a very genre bending record. But I think, you know, as we explored the light and the dark of creation, you know, so does the album sonically, where there's these really like primal grooves. And there's also this very ethereal kind of side to it too, which you hear on songs like Spaceship. So yeah, it's, it was kind of one of those things that whatever the song demanded or asked for is where we kind of went out and explored.
Yeah, and I suppose you obviously had an album out in mind, especially to celebrate your 25th year in show business and music. But when COVID hit, obviously, did that change the dynamic of what you wanted to do with the album?
No, I don't think it should. Well, I guess there was a bit of change in dynamic, as in, you know, we started the album in 2019. In the middle of 2019, we went in and recorded three songs as a band, like as a whole, you know, in a room all together. And then when COVID hit, we hadn't finished writing. So we started to write the rest of the record, and then we would record a piano vocal and then send it out to bass, drums, and whomever else was on the track, and then get it back together and kind of piece it all together. So it was a totally different way of making an album. And I think the one thing that shifted for us was that there was a bit of a limitation to, you know, and I think that it also informed that, you know, the piano being the main instrument of this record. And that hasn't necessarily been the case on a lot of my other material. So I think that that limitation actually gave way to and birthed the sound of this album. And so sometimes those limitations can work in our favor. So yeah, I think that probably changed more than anything. And then of course, like I said, the material was informed, things we were writing about were informed by what was going on. In that, the experience, you know, especially here in America, that we've all been going through, yeah, as women, I mean, for God knows, I mean, since the dawn of time for all of us. But there was a lot of just everything that we were living as a collective that informed this album. So I think in that respect, like, kind of life had to happen for me to write this record, to be honest.
Okay. And how has your songwriting changed over the years? Obviously, you've evolved over 25 years. So obviously, you look at different things, as you mentioned, life experiences. Has it always been that way when you're writing?
Yeah. I mean, I think life always informs what I write about. But I think I've become very unafraid, I guess, in my writing. And you know, certain songs in this album, as I was writing it, I kind of went, ooh, can I say that? And I know when I ask that question, I've definitely obviously pushed a boundary for myself. But I think I'm stepping into, you know, some real truths that might be sometimes hard to hear, but I think need to be said. And so I think with every record, especially the last three records that I made, from Spitfire to Remnants to this new album, every time I grow, you know, and I'm willing to go to places that I might not have been willing to speak to before. So I think I've become much more unafraid to speak my truth through my music.
Yeah, because you did your first ever live album in 2019 called Rhymes. So that was something new for you as well. So that was a different experience.
Yeah, I mean, I love the live experience. You know, that's where I feel like I shine the most is live. You know, sometimes I feel like the studio can be a bit confining, and sometimes we're still learning the material as we're recording it. And so, which can bring its own magic. But when you're performing live, like, it's just, there's so many beautiful, magical moments that happen in the moment that get to be captured. So, you know, I would love to do more, to record more live stuff, because I think it's so different every night. You never know what you're stepping into.
Yeah, and it was also an exclusive vinyl release. So are you going to release A God's Work in vinyl? Is that on vinyl as well?
Yeah, it's actually out on vinyl. So people can go grab it on vinyl. I love vinyl. I have a record player. My husband and I play vinyl all the time. So yeah, it's out on vinyl for sure.
Okay. We've obviously touched on your brand new album, and but also Remnants as well. And that was a big album for you in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that record. And I do think that was a stepping stone to God's work too. Like, I really explored so many different facets of love on that record. And it was, yeah, that's one of my favorite records I've ever made for sure. So yeah, if people want to dive into the catalog, those are, you know, the new album and Remnants are two of my favorites.
Because there's a really big back catalog for you. Because I think by that time it was 16 albums. So you must be, it's 18 albums now, is it?
I think 18 or 19, somewhere along those lines. I lost count a long time ago.
Okay. And so with the new album, I take it, well, the new single, is there a video for that as well?
yeah, there's a video that's out. The video is incredibly powerful, so I highly recommend people going and watching the spaceship video, because it's so powerful. It's raw and emotional. And my husband actually shot and directed it on a whim. We were okay. in the desert, and we shot 4 takes of this video, and it ends up being this incredible, like, it's probably one of the rawest videos like I've ever seen performance wise. And I watch the video. I can't watch it without crying, because it was just such a moment captured that was so magical. So yeah, it's a great video.
Well, was that planned, or did you just think, actually, at this time,
no,
we're just going to do a video? Is that what you
It thought? Wasn't planned. We had we were in the middle of the desert, and the sun was going down, and it was this incredible lighting, and my husband was just like, go grab a blanket and take your clothes off and come out here and wrap this blanket around you. And he goes, I just want to try something. And what he, our 4 takes of trying turned out to be what the video is. So yeah, it's quite an experience to watch.
And obviously Spaceship is out now, and so is the album. Is there going to be more singles from the album as well?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there will be. So more music to come.
And what is your favorite song from the album, God's Work? Is it Spaceship,
oh God,
or are there other ones you like?
That's so hard. I mean, there's so many. It depends on the day, what I'm feeling, what I'll go listen to. Spaceship's definitely one of them. I love a song called The Wild, which is the kind of opposite of Spaceship, where this is really primal drumming. Sheila E's on that record, and it's so, so, so cool. I love a song called Innocent. Just, it's the sweetest reminder of all of our innocence and how pure that is. So yeah, it just depends on the day. Like I said, whatever emotion I'm feeling, I seem to be able to find a song that connects to it.
Okay. And obviously with a new album, are you going to go out on tour with it?
We are. Yeah. We kind of just wrapped up a small piece of a tour, in the States, this year. And then, we'll be touring with the record next year, and hopefully we'll be in your area sometime next year for sure.
Okay, so a UK tour as well, and probably a European
tour.
It
is coming.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So I normally ask this question. Obviously, you have got your own website and social media. So how do people get in touch and get more connected?
Yeah, LeanneRimes.com. You can find everything on there.
Okay, and that is the that's the main one, right? So before you go, would you like to introduce your brand new single, Spaceship?
Sure. All right, everyone. This is Leanne Rimes, and this is my brand new single, Spaceship, off of my new album, God's Work.
No, I never felt like I belonged here. This world wasn't quite ready for me. Whoever's out there in the stratosphere, got a question for the cosmic engineer. Is it all you believed it would be? Hey God, why don't you take me home? Beam me up, I got a ticket to home. Yeah, you know I'm coming home anyway. So we might as well blast off today. Sure that my mission is done here. How much more yet do you want from me? Haven't I earned the right to be a nominee? To float out past the Pleiades? Oh no, you can't be that hard to please. Hey girl, why don't you take me home? Got a ticket to burn. Yeah, you know I'm coming home anyway. So we might as well blast off the day for fun. spaceship to come.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.